Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. It's been a little over 6 months since the earthquake that devastated parts of central Mexico. And now a Mexican technology company is looking to expand its seismic alert systems to a new market, the western U.S. Here's Fronteras reporter Jorge Valencia.
Sky Alert is a smartphone application that sets off an alarm when an earthquake is coming. It's a four-year-old startup based in Mexico City. So how many users did they have before last September's earthquake?
Around 3.
That's 3 million. And how many after?
It pretty much doubled.
Alejandro Cantu is one of Sky Alert's co-founders. He says their service now has 7 million users in Mexico, and that he's working with a startup accelerator at the University of California at Berkeley to expand.
The United States situation with earthquakes is really similar to Mexico.
In particular, they're looking at 3 West Coast cities that are also close to major tectonic plates: Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle. Cantu says he does expect Skylar to face competition.
It's going to be a fearful battle of who's faster to deploy the warnings and who's able to provide the service.
It's relatively unusual for a Mexican tech company to expand to the north instead of the other way around. But Cantu says he hopes their experience here will help them there. In Mexico City, I'm Jorge Valencia.
And in more news, as you may know, Americans are deeply divided over how to handle immigration. And an art exhibit in Albuquerque is working to bring new perspectives into the conversation. The U.S.-Mexico border place Imagination and Possibility at the 516 Arts Gallery and the Albuquerque Museum depicts life, work, and death along the border in a raw and honest way. The exhibit is running through April 14th, May Ortega reports.
You know Talavera art, right? It's that flamboyant style of painted ceramics dating back centuries in Mexico. It features complex, bright floral patterns. In a piece titled A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, there's a couple dozen Talavera-style vases, each one with classic swirls of blue on white. But instead of pretty flowers, they're nude women, pistols, and cannabis leaves. Each vase is displayed on a box of common Mexican exports.
These are the objects or the people's bodies who've now been objectified that are being trafficked across the border.
Josie Lopez is a curator with 516 Arts. The air in the gallery feels thick with strife and struggle. And Lopez says these works bubbled up from ongoing conflicts at the border.
We really wanted to focus on that duality of both celebrating the creativity that exists there, but also understanding that there's real violence and fear in this current political moment.
The exhibit was conceived before the 2016 election, but Lopez says time and an escalating political conflict over immigration has only made the message more potent, more relevant. Most of the pieces allude to decades-old issues in both the U.S. and Mexico, like violence against women. Take an untitled installation of a frayed white blouse dangling above a bed of dirt. At first glance, it looks like a blouse on a clothesline. But then you see the steel rod jutting through the sleeve, like an arm, keeping it suspended.
You can look at that and really imagine that there was a body in that blouse.
The piece was created by Las Cruces native Daisy Quesada to represent women who were murdered on their way to work or home from their jobs at maquiladoras. The clothes women make at these factories are usually shipped across the border and then sold for much more than what the workers were paid.
We're all benefiting from these young women's work and, in some cases, their sacrifice.
The exhibit originated in Los Angeles as part of a citywide collaboration, and it had other community components to it, like special events. 516 Arts and the Albuquerque Museum plan to have an event when the exhibit closes next month, where people can delve deeper into the subject of immigration. Lopez says it made sense to bring the exhibit here because it hits close to home.
Here in Albuquerque, we have a huge population of folks that are grappling with these issues on a daily basis.
And for folks who don't have that personal connection, the show can translate what it's like for some people who do. Lopez says the exhibit fights against rhetoric that often stereotypes immigrants. Altogether, the two-story building has pieces for more than 40 artists. You have to tilt your head back to take in the massive mandala that grabs your attention as you both enter and exit the exhibit.
How tall? How much does this measure?
Yeah, so this entire wall from floor to ceiling is close to 30 feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
The mural's golden trim shimmers in the sunlight, It was commissioned for 516 Arts by Mexican artist Curiot del Pazotol after a recent stay in India.
It has seven different colors, which represent seven different chakras.
Those colors glow from the seven petals of the mandala, each with a baby curled up in utero. From the center of the mandala bloom several faces and meditating hands. López says del Pazotol wanted to get back to those universals that make us all human, that bring us together rather than pull us apart. For KUNM, I'm May Ortega.